Gotta feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Holy crap, balls.
Can I say balls on the radio?
Yeah, you did.
Ran out of breath.
I'm like, wow. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bahop, the summer is waning. And you got to kick it in if you're still going to create some grill envy in your neighborhood before the holiday weekend. So here we are. We're going to give you some tips, a whole bunch of recipes on this show. We're going to be all over the place in the grill and the smoker. We're going poppers and sliders and tri-tips and micro-brewed beer.
Uh-oh.
So sit back, enjoy, and here we go. I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Thanks, Jop. And we are going to start this weekend off with a beautiful little Petoskey Brewing Cranium Crush. And I saw it in my favorite
kind of fruity
favorite beer store. It's in Lowell. It's called Flat River Spirits.
Yep. Must not be that many of a favorite. Of course, you ain't looking at the sign when you're going in. You're focused on the beer. I get it.
The sign still says Lowell Beer Store, so I'm trying to think of what the new name is. Anyway, it's
pretty descriptive.
It's right by the Flat River Grill in Lowell and between them and the police station.
Yeah, nothing wrong. Just make sure you turn the right way when you come out the door.
And the Flat River Grill just bought the building next to them. They're expanding, doubling.
Right, so that was an old bar, too.
Yes.
Just blow a hole in the wall, and there you go,
there
man.
There you go.
That's how she works.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining us. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves. This is our, sadly, last show on this network with the famous Trevor, who takes such good care of us, and we're going to miss you, bro.
I miss you guys, too.
Yeah.
Well, this is the testament to Trevor's character. He walked in today. Trevor liked his long hair, and he looked good with it, and today he's bald. And we're like, whoa, what happened to you, man? Is it because we're leaving? And he laughed, and he's like, well, kind of. No, I did some charity work, right?
Yeah, we did an event with the radio station involving St. Baldus, which is like a children's cancer foundation.
You have a bunch of stations here. Was it GRD?
GRD was out there, yeah, okay. Last weekend. Right. And we were out there, and I was looking for a reason to cut it anyways.
Right.
And they raised money for it, and it was just like the best reason to get a haircut.
Yeah. So you can hear Trevor on 97.9 GRD, a legendary station. Great rock station. On the weekends.
On the weekends, 10 to 3.
You can hear his cool vibes and his quirky giggle.
There you go. You'll hear it in the back throughout this episode. Yeah.
He's just a sweetheart of a guy, and by all means, check him out. And if he's got an event, stop and say hello to him. But we are going to miss Trevor. And we're heading over to a little bitty station. It's called Jethro FM, 94.9, is it?
Yep.
Not nearly the signal, but we get Saturday mornings at 9, and that's what we need. Because of all you folks out there who sleep in on Sunday mornings. So,
right.
Depending on the
it's not even really sleeping in when we play at 7 on Sunday mornings. Church doesn't start till 9:30. I can be up by 8:45 and still get there. Praise the Lord, brother.
Anyway.
I got up again.
Praise jeepers. It depends on what market you're in. You've got other stations, of course, around the state. And we appreciate all those stations carrying us. And if you're listening to the podcast, which there are really, a lot of you who podcast the show, thank you very much. It is free.
Billions and billions.
Yeah, I wish, but we don't really monetize it, but we love the fact that you love the show enough to put it on your phone and listen to it when you're taking a walk or
whatever you're taking
or something. Anyway, isn't that Petoskey beer good?
Yes, it is. I don't know. It's a little fruity for me. And it rode here in your backpack today.
Well,
and
if
it was ice cold, I might. Well, I understand. It's very nice. But if it was ice cold, I might like it a little better.
Flat River Spirits in Lowell, Michigan. Great people. The guy has blown out that store. His wife is an absolute doll.
He's still playing a piano
on Friday nights. This little lady is on the baby grand, and can she crank it?
Yeah.
It's so cool to go into an old building with high ceilings and a bunch of glass bottles and listen to a piano.
Right.
It's musical.
Yeah.
I found something called a jalapeno popper burger, and it's just like you might expect. You just cut a jalapeno in down the middle, gut it, cut the ends off it, lay it out.
So you got boats on both sides.
Well, you can do it any way you want, but as long as you lay the thing flat— on your little half a patty, you put that piece of cheddar down, you put the jalapeno in there, then you put another patty on top, you bind them together so it's a stuffed burger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, is it gorgeous. I'm going to do one of those things in the next week because I got some bachelor time coming up. Believe it or not.
If you're just tuning in for the first time.
And you want to come to my house.
Bob's wife takes lots of summer vacations where Bob doesn't go. And it's all innocent. She really just enjoys getting out with her groups of friends. And Bob just hangs out at the house.
Generally women.
Right. Yeah. Generally. But, you know. Yeah. You've ruined her for any other man, Bob. So it doesn't matter who she goes with.
Well, that was the point.
Right, yeah.
Because I don't have a leash.
No, you don't need one.
Jalapeno cheddar dog. This looked really cool, too. Never made it. Coulda, didn't. But you just basically take a Kogel Vienna or whatever. I like Kent Meats hot dogs. But you take a hot dog and you run I would use a boning knife. Some thin blade or a fillet knife from your tackle box would work great. Just get a nice sliver down your hot dog without totally separating it in half. Cut her down the middle, like if you were going to field dress it. So open it up, and you, again, take little slivers of jalapeno, slide them in there, and then little slivers of cheddar, slide them in there, and wrap it in
bacon.
That's right.
Yeah. And then what are you going to do? You're going to smoke that? You're going to grill it?
I'm going to grill it.
Yep, and be careful.
As quick as I can.
You're gonna spiral wrap that bacon around it to hold it together, but let it. I wouldn't go high heat. I'd go medium heat because you want the bacon to crisp up and render without burning. And if you go too high a heat, you'll get the grease off there too much, and you'll get flare ups. And
well, here's what I was thinking. You tell me what you think of this.
Well, you said you never made it, so I haven't. Weighing in there.
No, here is another thought, though. No, I appreciate that.
Didn't sound like he did it?
I just wondered if you agreed with this point, smartass. You're going to have a slit, right?
Down
and
the dog.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking you should put your bacon down where that slit is first, because if that dog gets very hot at all, that cheese is going to be oozing out of there. So I'm going to probably want to sear off that bacon at that slit first before everything heats up inside.
Yeah, I don't. Will the bacon sear before the cheese melts if the cheese is down?
You're gonna find out.
I don't think so. I think you're gonna loop. You know, you want the thickness of the dog between the cheese and the heat.
I think if you're wrapping it in bacon and you put it on some pretty high heat, unlike you said, watch your heat. I'd probably do a little higher heat, so I'd only be worried about the bacon.
Okay, so here's a reason to tune in next week is we're gonna have a. A bacon jalapeno dog cook-off.
Wiener wars.
Right.
It's not a sword fight.
Not with a slit and a jalapeno, it's not.
Tell me what to do with a grilled, skewered Brussels sprout.
I don't know if I'd do anything with that. I'd probably put it in a cast iron skillet really hot and crisp that thing up. But you can do the same thing on a skewer, I'm sure. I had them last night.
I got the words, Lisa, on the bottom of the show plan. All you have to do is read. Well, that's your favorite thing to do. You haven't even read the show plan, have you?
Do I ever?
It's Trevor, he finally admitted it.
Right, yeah.
So, okay, let's move on.
No. I love Brussels sprouts. We got a minute. Give us some love.
You just soak them, okay? You trim the stem end off it.
Right.
Soak it in water, and you literally put it up through some skewers. And
are you seasoning them with anything?
It says here 6 servings, takes 15 minutes. You're going to use a little EVO and some salt, pepper, balsamic, honey, grainy mustard, red crushed pepper flakes, kosher salt.
Oh, you got a recipe there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah. I found it on a really weird site that I'd never been on.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was like a dating site.
Did you change the recipe up?
No, I didn't. Oh. It's unadulterated.
I can't believe that.
It's unadulterated.
All right. Well, we missed the grilled mushroom skewers, so we're going to cover those in the next segment. Stick with us. We'll be back.
That's good.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.